Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and joining me is our VIP. Please welcome Doug Liman, everybody.
Thank you.
Doug, have you ever been on a game show before?
I once tried to get on The Price is Right.
You did?
Yeah, right before I made Swingers.
Were you trying to win money?
I mean, I was out of work. I mean, that was the connection to Swingers.
Yeah, that right. You're out of work.
And that's sort of what you do when you're in LA and you're out of work is, you know.
Try to get on Price is Right.
Game shows, yeah.
And you did not get on?
No, but you get the experience of, Doug Liman, you're the next contestant on The Price is Right. And they go, woo, and you go running down and high-five everybody to the stage. Well, you practice that outside while you're waiting in line. But you do actually jump up in the air and act really excited and high-five everybody. Oh. And to show that, like, you'd be a great contestant
because
you can get so into it.
That's amazing.
And I did that with my editor who edited Swingers, and he edited Go, and he was the second editor on Edge of Tomorrow. And it was one of our bonding experiences was doing Price is Right together. Or not doing it because neither of us got on.
That's right, almost. Well, you know, and a lot of people obviously know you from your action movies, like Bourne Identity, Edge of Tomorrow, but Swingers, which was your first film, and yeah. Go, starring, yeah. Yep. Sarah Pauley, fellow Canadian, who I love, yeah. And also you've done some cable television shows that I absolutely love, Suits, and these are a lot of different things. Now, is it your philosophy to never do things twice, or you don't want to be pigeonholed? Like, how do you pick your projects?
It really is to try to never do something twice, and I don't know why. You know, Bourne Identity, I really had, like, legendary fights with the studio because it was my first studio film, and it was a pretty big one to do little low-budget movies and then suddenly do Bourne Identity. And the head of the studio used to scream at me and say, this isn't your film school.
Oh, wow.
And I sort of figured out, no, it actually is my film school. Like, I don't know how to make this film. I'm figuring it out. I made Swingers. Do you honestly think I know how to make Bourne Identity? Like, seriously. It is a film school, and I sort of, after that, I was like, you know what, I'm going to sort of enjoy the fact that, like, other people are paying me to go to school and learn how to make these movies. So, obviously, I didn't know how to make Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I figured it out while we were making it, and...
Yeah, well, people know you, now that you have a proven track record, when you are given a project, is there an expectation that you are going to do something new and different with it?
Yeah, no, there's definitely, even on Edge, there was a lot of, you know, because it is a Tom Cruise movie. There's a, you know, he sort of like, you know, biggest movie star in the world and thinks about the sort of international perspective and you know, and it was this really interesting collaboration, especially because, you know, he's thinking about how scenes will play out, you know, subtitled in Japanese. And I'm literally worried about, like, facing an audience like this and being proud of the film, which I am.
And Tom Cruise plays a different action hero than expected. This is, I mean, I've never seen him play. He's cowardly.
Yeah, it's not just me changing myself. I like to sort of change the people who are in the film. So obviously Matt Damon had never done anything like Bourne Identity.
Right.
When we did Bourne. And Tom Cruise always plays a hero. And I thought, you know, wouldn't it be fun to see him be a coward? Wouldn't it be fun to, you know, have him be such a bad soldier that he gets himself killed within the first 10 minutes of the movie.
It's amazing.
Because you never... It's so against the brand of Tom Cruise.
How did he feel about it? Did he have to be convinced?
No, he loved that. He was so courageous. It's not just about, like, hanging off the sides of buildings. It's the willingness to sort of try, you know, challenge the brand, you know, that he's had a whole career on and turn it on its head. And he did it without, you know, not just no resistance. Like, the only one that was more excited about killing Tom Cruise than me was Tom Cruise.
Right, and he doesn't die once, yeah. Obviously. Yeah. He dies a few times. And I'm told that you guys even did a little bit of, like, guerrilla shoot pickups. You went off to a...
Yeah, I'm not supposed to entirely talk about that because wasn't entirely legal. I mean, it wasn't... you know, there are a lot of rules governing how films are made and, you know, but... I did start out making independent films, and it's still my favorite thing to sort of grab the camera and just sort of break all the rules and just shoot stuff. Normally how films are organized, you know, they're not I'm sure you all know, especially in this audience, very sophisticated and NPR sophisticated, that movies aren't shot in the order that they end up on the screen. They're shot sort of either in terms of actors' availabilities or like in terms of budget and the more complicated things first, and then you can get rid of crew or vice versa. In Swingers, we organized the shoot. The things most likely to get us arrested were put at the end. The very riskiest stuff were like the very last day, and then, you know, and it worked its way backwards from that, so that, because it was likely we'd get arrested, and I like combining rule breaking with filmmaking.
You've sort of inspired me, frankly. People are pumping their fists in the air. You've started a revolution. Now, I'm going to foreshadow a little bit about what we're about to put you through.
I'm really nervous because there were some really hard questions.
Oh, yeah, no. I know.
I'm just glad to see the guitar's not up here.
So it's all going to be okay. You've worked with Matt Damon, obviously, Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise, three of the, you know, top male actors. Which one's your favorite? Who's your favorite?
I have to actually say Tom Cruise.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, in all honesty, he shows up like it's his first movie with that level of excitement. There's not this sense, and it's not just movie stars, but in general actors, there's a sense of like everything gets ready on the set and it's like, here comes the king. You know, you summon the actor to the set and everybody gets quiet and it's not like that. You know, on Edge, you know, right on the first morning, we finally were ready to go and I'm like, screaming, okay, you know, let's call for Tom. And like, Tom's like, I'm right here. He was like standing, he's like, I've been waiting, I'm ready. Let's go. And you know, we're in this culture where sort of, there's so many celebrities who are famous for being famous.
Sure.
That in a way you sort of, he's so famous, you forget he's actually one of the few that's famous because he actually is talented.
He did stuff. He actually did some amazing movies. All right, well, we hope you know all of their movies for this next quiz. Well, your quiz is titled Cruise, Damon, or Pitt. All right. And we are going to read you lines from famous films featuring either Tom Cruise, Matt Damon, or Brad Pitt. And all you have to do is tell us which of the actors said those lines.
Okay.
Right? And just to be clear, not all of them are from your films. Our house musician Jonathan Colton and our puzzle guru Art Chung are going to help me out with this game. You can also, if you feel like, give the movie, but that is an entire bonus point. You don't have to. So here's your first one.
I will not rest until I have you holding a Coke, wearing your own shoe, playing a Sega game featuring you while singing your own song in a new commercial, starring you, broadcast during the Super Bowl in a game that you are winning, and I will not sleep until that happens.
I'm going to go Matt Damon. No?
Do you have another guess?
I would Tom Cruise?
Yeah! That's from Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire, yeah, no. I've seen Jerry Maguire. You could have done, like, Show Me the Money or something.
Well, you know.
I love black people. I mean, there were some lines that I would have known as Tom Cruise.
We're trying to vary it up a little bit. I can tell you the license plate numbers of all six cars outside.
Matt Damon.
Doug, this was my big moment.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's right. Matt Damon, and clearly you know the movie.
Yeah.
Because you did it.
Yeah.
The Bourne Identity.
You probably heard we ain't in the prisoner-taking business. We in the killing Nazi business. And cousin,
Brad
business
Pitt.
Is a booming. Brad Pitt is correct.
Inglourious Basterds, yeah.
Inglourious Basterds.
That accent wasn't helping that much.
No, I was...
Are you trying to throw me
really
off
with
it?
It's a really bad accent, I'm sorry.
Okay, from now on, you have to figure out who I'm playing. Do you like apples?
Yeah.
Well, I got her number. How do you like them apples?
It's got to be Vince Vaughn.
That's not it.
No? Oh, well, he wasn't in the list.
No, he wasn't in the list.
Okay. I saw a woman pick up. I'm thinking Vince.
Yeah, I know. That's very funny that you're like, who do I know that picks up women in movies? Vince Vaughn.
I think Ophira needs a more of a Boston accent.
Damon?
Yeah. Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, Good Will Hunting.
Yes, there you go. Here's your last question, and the AMA players will take part in this one.
Wait, what does that mean?
It means all of us.
Same thing.
Yes. I'm competing against them?
No, no, we just have lines that we are performing for your pleasure.
Okay.
Ma'am, the data on your MiG is inaccurate.
How's that, Lieutenant?
Well, I just happened to see a MiG-28 do a...
Tom Cruise.
Oh, sorry, Goose.
Am I cutting off? Top Gun, Tom Cruise?
Yes, yes, and yes. Puzzle guru Archung, how did our VIP, Doug Liman, do in our quiz?
Doug knows his crews, Damon and Pitt. He is our winner.
Thank you.